now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. Today's story is a follow-up to last week's broadcast. It was the story of that World War II veteran who was a Merrill's Marauder. The conversation happened back in 2010 and featured Adrian Sassine speaking with his then 87-year-old grandfather, Stanley. That trip to the StoryCorps booth was also the first time that Stanley had ever spoken about his service during World War II and what he had gone through. Opening up to his grandson that day brought an immediate sense of peace to Stanley. Today, we catch up with them as they reflect on how life has changed since that fateful chat. Here is the grandson, Adrian, beginning this conversation.
So how did it feel? I mean, so when you walked out of here and, you know, you had opened the floodgates, as you say, you know, and you started telling those stories, what was your first emotion when you left this building that day?
I said, what a relief. First of all, maybe I'll start sleeping tonight. Years I slept with a very, very bad dream. The dream of my first kill. I woke up every other day regarding that dream. And until I was able to finally tell it, it seemed like that was a big weight off me. And I started to go through my records, and I realized, and I read, so-and-so received his Bronze Star, Silver Star, and all these medals. And I said, I don't have one. And I said, I'm going to go start looking for them. I started to look and found that all my records were destroyed, either by fire or by bomb or whatever it is, throughout Burma and China and India, because we never was outside of the Japanese lines. From the day I landed into the war, it was in Japanese territory. All 3,000 of us did the same thing. I think today, this is how many years later, they tell me there are 6 of us only still alive. I am the only one in Georgia. The other one died about 3 months ago. But 6 Merrill's Marauders that still exist on this land.
It's just another reason that I'm glad we're doing something like this. Because, you know, the more we can get it on tape and tell the stories, the more they'll last forever.
Well, Adrian, I have to say this. If you didn't break me into this thing 40 years ago, or six years ago, I probably would have not started to go back to see where all of my medals are and all of my records are. And the Army was fantastic. They worked with us night and day until Senator Chambliss called me on the telephone, 3 years ago?
Yeah, I was there for your Bronze Star.
Correct. And he says, Sergeant Stan, he says, I want you to call 20 of your friends, bring them to my office 1 week from tomorrow. All of your missing medals have been found, and I'm here to pin them back on you. And that was the most, I still cry about it.
It was an amazing day. It was great. You know, when I see you wearing your hat with the pins, I mean, it shows me it's now something that you're proud of, not something that you have to continue to hide from.
Oh, yes, I'm very, very proud of him. And I'm excited when they made me a Ranger for life.
I mean, now you attend veterans things. You let people look through all your World War II articles and journals. These are things that growing up, both for me and for your children, it was not on the table. I mean, these are things you never did. Do you wish you had done it sooner?
No, it could not have been done sooner. But lately, I'm enjoying being able to tell a lot of it.
Now you move towards it.
Correct. I'm so proud today of your children who asked me to sit and talk to them on Veterans Day. It makes me proud.
That was 93-year-old World War II veteran Stanley Sassine of the famed Merrill's Marauders Unit, which has since led to the formation of what we know as the modern-day Army Rangers. He was talking with his grandson, Adrian Sassine. This story was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts our StoryCorps booth. Well, is there someone that you know who has a great story to tell? Maybe it could be from World War II, someone who went, or maybe even someone who stayed behind and has stories of his or her own. We love great stories at StoryCorps. You can be a part of it. Learn more at wabe.org/StoryCorps.